beginning the Daf Masechta Yevamos Daf Nun Ches. We begin 24 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous Daf. That is, we had a three machlokes regarding the halacha of if there's chuppah lepsulos. What essentially that means is that there are certain prohibited relationships, which, for example, if let's say Aman L'Kohen Gadol, which if there's a bia cohabitation between the Aman L'Kohen Gadol, makes her a halala pasul for kahuna, and then she's pasul for kahuna, pasul for truma. Question was regarding if there's just chuppah, not necessarily even kedushin, and not yet be a cohabitation, just having a chuppah, which is the component of nisuin between this prohibited relationship, what would that do? Is that an actual kinyan? Hence, as Rav said, that would be yesh chuppah lepsulos, and thus create her as a halala, in the sense of that she would be prohibited from truma? Or would it be like Shmuel said that, no, there's no chuppah lepsulos? Even if you say, let's say, according to a mayor, that kedushin would make that, but that's the actual kinyan of kedushin, but something like just a chuppah standing on its own would not create, especially if there was no bee yet, into a psul to invalidate these women as if there's an actual kinyan going on over here between the two of them to create a psulis. So that Amrav Amram, he says, Hamilsa Amalan Rav Sheshes, the following thing was told to us by Rav Sheshes, Vanharinu la einin mimisnitin, and he lit our eyes up from a Mishnah Masech Desaito, which illustrated his point. The halacha he told us was yesh chuppah lepsulos, like Rav had said in the previous daf, that there is a component of chuppah for those that there's a forbidden relationship, which means say there's an actual kinyan going on over here in the sense that if let's say the kohen gadol does just chuppah with the almana, it will make her prohibited from having the truma that she was permitted up until now. B'tana tuna, and the support he brought was from a Mishnah Masech Desaita, where there the Mishnah says amen regarding the parasha of Saita, which is the woman that has the suspected adulteress that had a relationship when she was married to one man with another man. That is, now, that it's not definite, but what happened was that he did kinu istira. Kinu is the warning. He said, I'm warning you not to seclude with that man. And then she did stira, which is she secluded with that man. And we have witnesses that she secluded. That's the parsha of Saita, where then she drinks the water to verify if she actually did have this adulterous relationship or not. But it says that the kohen makes her take an oath, and she says amen, which is affirms the oath that he's saying. And it says it two times. So on that, the Mishnah there teaches, it comes to include all these different errors in her life, in this that she's taking an oath that she was not unfaithful. First of all, shalaisa tisi arusa. The amen is affirming, and this was from the fact that I had to say it more than once, is saying all these other categories are included in what she's affirming, that I was not unfaithful when I was just engaged, and v'nesua when I was married, shemeres yavam when I was anticipating the zika bond of the yavam, and uknusa when finally the yavam went ahead and consummated the relationship of the zika and created nisuin by doing bia, which fulfilled yibum, and that is what they're giving her to drink and making her take an oath that regarding this that she was secluded includes all these errors that she never had any unfaithful relationships at those times, including even when she was just anticipating the yavam, where the warder will inspect her regarding all these different errors. And that is, if let's say she was unfaithful in one of these periods, even if let's say when she's a shemeres yavam, she becomes forbidden in any one of these times. As Rashi brings from that Rabbi Kiva says in Masechta Saita of Yitzchak Mabeis, it's going like his opinion that he holds, as we've mentioned in the past, that in kedushin tefes mechia b'lavim. Kedushin cannot be typhus in a woman that's only a negative prohibition prohibited, not let's say one of karas. Now, therefore, he equates a yavama l'shok, a woman that's waiting for her yavam and instead goes and has a relationship with a different man, like an aches ish, like a married man. And the reason is because there's a negative prohibition for her to marry anyone else. Hence, if she does have, that's essentially like what a married woman is having, because no other relationship could be typhus, because kedushin cannot be typhus in the chiv alav of yavam l'shuk. And therefore, as Rashi explains, just like by a married woman, which is prohibited to have relations with another man, so to shemeres yavam is going to be prohibited, just like a married woman becomes prohibited on her husband, so too, the same thing would apply by a shemeres yavam is going to be prohibited on the yavama if she was mezana when she's just a shemeres yavam. And hence, that's why she is included in this category of kinu, of being warned regarding seclusion. Because again, just like a married man, it becomes prohibited from his wife if she was unfaithful. So to a yavam, when his yavam is the shemeres yavam, that relationship precludes all other relationships. As we see, no other kedushin can be taifis in the chiv alav because the yavama has a negative prohibition of only being to the oven, not to anyone else. So essentially, she's like married to him, and that's why no other kedushin can be taifis. And just like a married man, if his wife is unfaithful, which that's what the whole parasha of Kinyan Stira applies to, with the oath they give to this suspected woman, would apply even to the era of when she's a shemeres yavam. So all these four periods are included in the parsha of Kinyan Stira that she affirms by saying Omen to the oath. Now, on that the Gemara explains, which will illustrate the proof of Rav Sheshes, that Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos. Hay Arusa Hechadami. One of the four errors mentioned was when she's engaged. What exactly is that case? Ilim the Kanila, if it's talking about that he did what's called Kinoi, which is the warning. He warned, don't seclude with that man. Kishi Arusa, when she was engaged to him, and we're talking about that all these four errors are during that era. When she's engaged, he suspected her with another man. So he says, don't seclude with him. And during their engagement, she secluded. Now, the question is, how could that be included, as we're saying from the extra amen, including all these errors will be in the parasha of Saita, but Arusa bas mishtiyahi is a woman that's just engaged, a woman that will drink the waters of Mei Saita. But now we learn the Mishnah Masechet Saita that says, Arusa b'shemeres yavam, a woman that's just engaged, or a woman that's anticipating the Zika bond between her and the Yavam, loy shaisais, that although if there was what we would call kinyan stira, they do not drink the water of the Saita to inspect their body if they were unfaithful or not, because as the Pasuk tells us, you need to have tachas ishech. It says that you were unfaithful when you were married to your man, and when you're engaged or just a zikuka, you're not tachas ishech. And v'loinitlis ksubasal, and she doesn't take her ksuba. In other words, if there was kinui and stira, as Rashi says, because she caused herself to be in this situation where she cannot remain married, meaning engaged, with the status of aruso, or as we explained before from Rashi, that shemer siyavim is also some type of a marriage which would make her forbidden because of that, so she loses her ksuba. However, one thing we see is that, but she doesn't drink. So how could you say the amen of the arusa era would be that the kino and the stira and the drinking was during that period when you don't drink at the state of arusa, because you don't have tachas ishech. Ella, rather, what do you have to say? The koni lo kisha arusa, so that, yes, the warning was when they were engaged, and the istatra, and then she secluded when they were engaged, but then they got married. The kamashka lo kisha nesu, and then he's giving her to drink when she's finally married. Now that's a difficult interpretation too, because mi batki lamai, would the water inspector in such a case? But Vatanya, in the Braisa, the Pasuk of Midrash says that if the husband goes along with this whole process because he suspects his wife and kinyan stira, and he finally brings her to drink, then maniko ha'ish me'oven, then the man will be absolved from any sin if he makes sure that, you know, he takes care of this problematic wife that he has. Now, the interpretation is bizman she'ish menuka me'oven, only at a time when the man himself is vindicated from any sin. What that means is that he didn't have relations with her after that she had secluded with the man that she was warned about. Because actually, the Torah makes it forbidden for him. As the Pasuk B'Midbar says, she becomes tamei considered when she becomes this Saita. Hence, he can't have relations with her anymore. Then, Hamayim Boitkin Nesishtei. Then, if he's Venika, then the water will inspect his wife. However, Einar Ish Menukum Oven, if he's not absolved from any sin, in other words, like the case we're trying to describe, that after that she had the warning and had been secluded when they were engaged, then he goes and marries her, and then he's intimate with her, then Eina Mayim Boitkin Nezishtei, that we see from the Braisa that the water does not inspect his wife. So how could that be the case of Arusa? It can't be that you're giving her to drink when she's Arusa, as we said, that the water that she doesn't drink is not tachas ishech. Neither can it be that the warning and the seclusion was when they were engaged, and then the drinking was when they were married, because that means to say that he's not venika, because he went ahead and consummated a relationship that's forbidden to him. So Ella, what you have to say is, and this is the proof to Rav Sheshes, is the koni lo kishi arusa. The warning was when they were engaged. V'istatra, and she secluded when they were engaged. Then v'nichnasa l'chupa v'loy nivalam, they had chupa, they had nisuin, but he didn't consummate the relationship, they didn't have cohabitation, so it's v'nika ishtil. He didn't go with a woman that was tamei to him, but they got married. V'shma minos, so you can infer from this and the fact that this would be the case of Arusa, that he gives her to drink the meisaita, that yesh chupa l'psulis. Obviously, you see like Rav, that there is chupa for those forbidden types of relationships. In other words, Obviously, we're considering this forbidden woman tam, because, as we said, that she's considered asher to her tamar, she's considered tamei. Yet still, obviously, after the chuppah, we see that she's called tachas ishech, because that's the required element for her to have to drink. That means that the chuppah was kind to her, in spite of the fact that she's not fit for beer for cohabitation, and that's because she becomes forbidden once that she was secluded. So obviously you see that chuppah on its own stands, that although that there was no bia, but the chuppah is considered a kinyan to make her tachas isheich, even though that she's forbidden to him. So you see that yesh chuppah l'psulis, and hence you could take it one step further, like Rav had said, therefore that would invalidate, let's say, Amon l'kohen gadol from eating trum anymore, because it is considered a kinyan, not like Shmuel, who said that there's no chuppah l'psulis, chuppah on its own doesn't do anything. And that the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava asks, on this interpretation of that Mishnah, which would seem to support Rav Sheish HaLacha of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulis, but B'tizbra Daha, do you really think that this Mishnah in Masech Desayta Mitaretz Dahi, that it's a correct version of a Mishnah? But V'hoki Asa Reb Acha Bar Chanina Midiraimu, when they came from the south, Asa V'aitzim Asnid B'yad, they came and they brought a Brisa that would seem to contradict this Mishnah, and hence it cannot be a support for Rav Sheish's. Because the Brisa says as follows, the Pasuk in Bamidbar Perakei Pasuk Chav says that they tell the woman, the suspected adulteress, Va'at en you, ki sotis tachas ishach, that you strayed from under your husband. V'chi nitmeis, and you became impure. V'yitin ishbach eshchavta, and another man laid with you, and which the Pasuk says, the Gemara quotes, mi balade ishach, another man laid with you besides the laying of that you had with your husband. Now, the understanding of that is, the Brisa says, is only Misha Kod Meshchivas Baal Laboyal. Only Saita would apply if the laying of the husband, that the husband cohabited with her, before this other man, what's called the boil, cohabited with her. Because that's what it says, Mibala De'ishach, besides that you had relations with your husband, you also had with this man. Now, the understanding is that is, V'leisha Kod Meshchivas Baal Labal. But not if the laying of the boil, this other man was before the Baal, then the parasha of Saita wouldn't apply, because that wouldn't be Mibala De'ishach. So how can you say the case of Arusa, which would mean to say when they were engaged and the Baal didn't have relations with her yet, because that only comes after Nisuin, that we're going to have the Parsha of Saita? What do you mean? The whole Mishnah doesn't make sense. The other three eras make sense. Nisuin, of course, Shemez Yavim, as we explained from Rashi, on some level is considered like a marriage, that and therefore that would also apply. But the question is, how does it apply to Arusa? That doesn't make sense, because as we see, that then is going to be the boil having relations before the Baal, and that won't apply, as the Pasuk says, Mibal de Ishich. Now that the Gemara says, that's not a question. Amar Bacham, he says, Mishkachas la, you could have the case of the Mishnah of Arusa, Kagain Sheba la Arusa Bevesavir. You could have the Baal's relations before the boil, even though she's just engaged, when her fiancé had relations with her when she was still by her father's house, that before Nisuin. Hence, although generally the halacha is that you have to have it only after Nisuin, but the Baal already had, so you have Mibal de Ishach, even when she's Arusa. So it doesn't refute the Mishnah, and it could still support Rav Sheshes. Now, that the Gemara asks, if that's the case, that's how you're interpreting Arusa, well then, the Kavasag Gabi Shemeres Yavim, then take it to the other case, where it talks about what's seemingly the equivalent of Arusa, which is when she's anticipating the Yavim. There's just a Zika bond between the two of them. Now, what are you going to say over there? There, that seeming is also the same problem of having to boil before the Baal, because the Yavim obviously did not have relations with the Yavama. If he did, that would already have been Bia, which is Yibum. So how do you have Shemeres Yavim? So you would have to say, Shabal Yavim Eves Chameh. You would have to say the same answer that you're saying for Arusa, that the Yavim went to the father-in-law's house, and when she was still waiting for one of the brothers to do something, he came and had Bia with her. So it was still Shemeres Yavim. But you still have the Baal before the Baal. And that the Gemara asks, on Tamid Beis, Shemeres Yavim Karis Law, would that be considered for one of the four categories as a Shemeres Yavim? Ishtema Aliyahi, that would be considered his full-fledged wife. The Amar Rav, Kondala Koil, as Rav tells us in the previous daf, that when one does Bia Psula, a deficient Bia, whether it was done by mistake or for purposes of no, it doesn't make a difference, one will acquire it for all halachic purposes. And therefore, how would we call this a separate category of Shemeres Yavim? It would be the same as a Kenusa, which is when the Shemeres Yavim consummates the relationship with the Yavim, like a full-fledged wife. Because we're saying that you have to have the Baal before the Baal. And if you're having the Baal before the Baal, so you explain the case of Arusa like that. But by the Yavam, even if you're not intending it for it to be there for the purposes, you didn't realize, you were forced, in all circumstances considered a full-fledged Yibam. So how could it be Shemes Yavam? It's not Shemes Yavam anymore if you have the Baal before the Baal to have a fourth case of Shemes Yavam. So I think Gemara says, that's not a question, because Kishmol, we would interpret the Mishnah but they like Shmol. The Malaykon, the El Dvam Amur Meparsha, Shmol says that a case of when, let's say, the Yavam is having relations with the Yavama, not to consummate it with Yibam. He wants to do it for Mises Nus, when she's still by the father-in-law's house. Now, by her father's house, which is his father-in-law's house. And although we say that Habal Yavimtai, whether it's Shagig or Mezid, he'll be kind to her, that Shmuel already said, that's only for, let's say, inheriting his brother's estate, and for the halachas of Yibam and Chalitza, but not regarding her being considered his wife, and hence she'll still be considered a Shemeres Yavam to have the halachas of Kinyan and Stira applying even by Shemeres Yavam and having the Bia of the Baal before the Baal. But that the Gemara asks, how can you say that? Midahu Taimu. What was the whole reason why we brought this Mishnah Mesechta Saita that we were illustrating Rav Shesh Halacha of Yeshchupa Lebsulais that was Ella to support Larav, who he's the mandama that says Yeshchupa Lebsulais. And therefore it's difficult. Because Ha'amar Rav Kan Lakayel, Rav himself says that you would acquire her even if you were intending it, let's say, to be a Maisa's Nus. And therefore, according to him, the Mishnah is contradictory and it is difficult. And therefore, you cannot support Rav Sheshes around from that. Because even if you're going to resolve the Halacha of Arusa by having the Baal before the Baal when he goes to his father-in-law's house when she's still just engaged him and has relations, but that wouldn't work for Shemeres Yavam. Because there, as we asked, you have to have the Baal before the Baal. And if you can have the Baal before the Baal, that will automatically make her like his wife and not a Shemeres Yavam anymore. So that the Gemara says that Hachamai Iskinan, what we're talking about over here actually is that we're not talking about that the Shemeres Yavam had relations with her. Because then you're right, like you said, according to Rav, she wouldn't be Shemeres Yavam anymore. Rather, it's Kugin to Ovid Ba Maimer. The Yavam went and did Maimer, which is a type of a quasi consummation of the relationship with the Yavama. Now, essentially what you're going to be having here is you're going to have you're not going to have the Baal, which is the Yavam, before the Baal. But in this case, that's not going to be a problem. And the reason is because the original husband, the brother who died without any children, who the Yavam is taking over his power of authority in this woman, and the Maimer is making him take over that position because Ubishamai Hida Amir, we're going like Bishamai. Who they say, Maimer Koine Kinyagamer, is considered like a full-fledged Kinyan. Hence, she is considered already Tachas Ishech, because it is a full-fledged acquisition, so it's like they're married. But there's no Bia, so there's no Kinyan Lakol, so she's still a Shemeres Yavam. However, but if you didn't have Bia, so it seems like you have Boil before the Baal. It's not true, because since he's taking over someone else's place, and that man already had Bia with his wife, who he died without any children, so it's like having the Baal before the Boil, and therefore the Mishnah can be understood not only by the case of Arusa, but it could even be like the case of Shemeres Yavam, and therefore it could still be a support for Abshashas. But that the Gemara says, if that's the way you're describing the case of Shemeres Yavam, that there was a Maimer, well, Haina Arusa, essentially, Shemeres Yavam is the same as Arusa, that there's a type of engagement, not fully consummated relationship. So why is it saying it's four different cases? Shemeres Yavam and Arusa is the same. And then the Gemara says, what do you mean? Tamech, according to your reasoning, Nesuva Kenusa Lavcha de Milsi isn't married the same thing as Kenusa? Ella, rather, what do you have to say? Nesuva de Day. There's really two cases that's four. Just, let's say the one of marriage is his own marriage, and the Kenusa the Chavri. When we say the term Kenusa, which also connotes Nisuan, it really means just of his friend, meaning of his brother when he does Yibam. Sachanami, Arusa Didei, B'Shemeres Yavam Nechavri. Here also, that there's two levels. There's Eris and Nisuan. And same thing goes by Shemeres Yavam. There's the status of Shemeres Yavam, and then Kenisa. But that's why I mentioned that four different cases, although they're their equivalent. But they're talking about one is when he does it on his own, and one is when he's taking over from his brother. But that's where the Gemara concludes and says that we have explained that Mishnah Masechta Saita, which again seems to be the case only possible when there was a chuppah and not bia, and therefore that supports Rav Shesh's assertion, like Rav, that yesh chuppah l'psulis. But however, now the Gemara quotes two different rejections of this raya of Rav Shesh from the Mishnah Masechta Saita. We said the Mishnah makes sense based on the interpretation of Rav Shesh's, But now the Gemara says that the whole raya was from the case of Aruso, where we tried to figure out how can you have it. And we said the only feasible way is having it when you only had chuppah and no bia afterwards. And therefore you see that that's the case of Arusa. How so? Because yesh chuppah lepsula is obviously that although this woman's forbidden to him because he did kinyan in stira and she has a halacha status of tumah, yet still we see that it's enough to make of a kinyan to be considered tachas ishech, and therefore must be like Rav had said and Rav Sheish said yesh chuppah lepsula. Mavad Gemara says now Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says that truthfully you can't infer from that mission that yesh chuppah lepsula, because actually the case is talking about that he did kinyan when she was engaged, and she was secluded, and yet he gives her to drink when she gets married. Now the question was, well, how could that be? We refuted that option because we said that then you're not menuka miyavan, because you know that she's tamei and you're having relations with her, you're getting married to her. And that Rav Papa says that this Tana doesn't hold to that drasha, because high Tana, the Tana Mishnah Masechta Sotah, who the Tana is like the following brisa that says ein mekan lo la rusa, you can't do the warning for the first phase of the parasha of Saito for Arusa when she's engaged. Lahashkoisa kisharusa, to have her drink when she's engaged, as we say, because that won't be tachas ishech. Ava mekana noisa, but you could warn her when she's engaged. Lahashkoisa kishinasu, to have her drink when she's married. So we see that although you're doing kinui and then even having stira, but then you could go ahead and get married to her and then have her drink. So you see, obviously this Tana, who Rav Papa is saying could be the Tana of the Mishnah Masechta Sotah, is saying that you could even have it when there were relations afterwards, and that's making the kinyan, and therefore that's tachas ishech, but not necessarily that the chuppah is doing it, and therefore no raya that yesh chuppah lepsulis. Now the Gemara brings another rejection of the raya. Nachum Yitzchak Amar, he says that, truthfully, the Mishnah is talking about that there was no warning, there was no seclusion when she was engaged. Now, so how do you have the case of Arusa? Rather, it's talking about that he warned her, he did kinyan, when she was already married, and then she secluded, and therefore he gives her to drink for the warning of now, when they were married. Now, however, al yidei gilgul, through what's called gilgul shvu, which literally means rolling, which means to say that since he's already making her take an oath for what she's suspected of being unfaithful when they were married, he could then have that evolve for all the different eras of their relationship and to inspect her even when she was engaged. And this is actually the source of what's called gilgul shvu min haTorah. That when there's an oath that they have to take, you could say, once I have the ability to make you swear for this, I'm going to make you swear for that, and for that, and for that. And therefore, you're right. There was no kinyan, there was no stir when they were engaged. Because like you said, because then how would you have nisuin afterwards? It's forbidden. The reason is, nothing to do. The oath that she has to swear about, that she wasn't unfaithful when they were engaged, is only through the kinyan stir of now of marriage, through the procedure of gilgul shvua, she has to swear then, and therefore there's two refutations of this raya, of sheshes, that yesh chuppah lepsulis. Now the Gemara continues related to the topic of our Mishnah. Shalch Rav Chanina Mishmed Rabbi Yechanan. He says, if someone does a mimer in his yevama, but v'yesh le'ach, and he has a brother, so that means to say that, let's say there are three brothers, one died without any children, there's two brothers left, one does mimer, and now there's another brother. So even if the Yavam is a Kohen and the Yavama is a Kohenis, Paslam and Truma, he invalidates her from Truma until he consummates the relationship with Bia to have a full-fledged Yibam. Now the Gemara asks on this halacha Laman. According to who is this halacha being said? If it's going like Remeir, who that's where its relations to our Mishnah. Now Emadam Remeir, when did Remeir say that Mishtameris Labia Basula Lo Achla? That Remeir said that if you're anticipating, you get engaged, and you're anticipating for a prohibited relationship, that then that would not allow you to eat, where what the Gemara is trying to compare is that there's two brothers over here. There's the brother that gave Mimer, and there's the other brother. Now, essentially, there's still the ability of the other brother to have Bia with her, and his Bia has halachic standing. And therefore, she's still Mishtameres, although one did Mimer. Although she's mishtameres for the bia of the one who did mimer, she's also mishtameres for the bia of his brother, which is only rabbinically prohibited. Meaning, biblically, doing a mimer is not significant. It's only rabbinic halacha. So, but however, rabbinically, once one brother does mimer, the other one becomes rabbinically prohibited. But there's still yesh bia acha mimer, as we learned in the Mishnah of Nun Mebeis. If you give mimer to one and bia to the other one, or if let's say there's two yevamim, which is in our case, and one yevama, and one does mimer and the other one does bia, the bia will have a halachic effect. So that means to say that biblically she's still being mishtameres for the bia pesula of the other non-Maimer brother. And therefore, what it sounds like that the Gemara is entertaining is to say that that should make her prohibited from having the truma right now because she's anticipating this prohibited bia from the other brother. By that, the Gemara asked, Remeir and now Mishnah only said in midday raisa, when you're anticipating a biblically prohibited bia, for example, like a Malakai and Gadol, which biblically is prohibited. But Drabanan, when it's only rabbinically prohibited bia, like in this case, where the non-Maimer brother is only rabbinically prohibited, because biblically he can go ahead and do Yibim just like his Maimer brother could do Yibim. It's only rabbinically that we say that the Maimer is considered like somewhat of a Kenyan, hence rabbinically we say that the other brother is prohibited. So she's anticipating even that one on the biblical level. But mi amar, did he say even in such a case that being mishtameres for a bia psula dirabbanan would make her apostle from truma now? So that can't be according to a mayor. So what are you going to say? Ve'el Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. But that for sure is difficult. Hashtem mishtameres la bia psula day raisa achla. If they say in our Mishnah that even if you're anticipating a biblically prohibited cohabitation like a malika and gadol, still you can eat because you didn't have that bia that makes you a halala. And you're already kinyan kasboy, so rabbanim ibaya, so rabbinically prohibited bia that you're anticipating, would you entertain to say that you would be forbidden from truma? So what's the understanding in this halacha of Rabbi Yechanan? So Ella, rather, the Gemara says you're right. Ki as Ravan, when Ravan came, he said in name Rabbi Yechanan that actually that was incorrect. Asaba maimon b'yavimta. Actually, if one of the brothers, one of the yavams, does maimon the yavama, so divrei hakoil, everybody would agree. Meaning, both Rabbi Yechanan and his disputant Rish Lakish, who we're shortly going to quote, they all agree that achla, that she could actually still eat truma from her father's household, because even according to Rabbi Meir, he only invalidates, as we said, when you mishtameres labia psula deraisa, when you're anticipating a biblically prohibited cohabitation, and therefore here, where it's only rabbinic, you're still permitted to eat truma. Now, yeshloi, if this yavim has an achalal, a brother that's achalal, which is someone that's is a apostle type of a kayin, then divrei hakoyel ein achelas. Then actually, everybody would agree that she would not eat truma now, even if she's a daughter of a kayin, and even if the one who's doing a mimer is a kayin that's kosher. But still, as we said, she's being mishtameres for a bia psula, which is a bia of a chalal, which that actually is a psul deraisa, meaning if a woman that's a bas kohen even has relations with a chal, that makes her biblically as a chalala, and therefore she wouldn't eat. So now she's being mishtameres for a bia psul deraisa, so even Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon, who they say actually that a woman that's a mon l'kohen gadol is kosher when she's being mishtameres for that, that's only as we explained in the previous daf, where, because yesh le lahachal b'mokam achar, this kohen is fit to have her eat, not her, but some other woman, in a different situation that, let's say, is not a grusha or almana. But this woman that's being mishtameres for the yavim that's chalol, here, he never could give to eat, because a kohen chal, for all practical purposes, like a zar, like a non-kohen, and therefore he invalidates her, and therefore she cannot eat, even according to Blaza v'Reb Shimon. Now, loy nechleku, the machlokes was only ela shenosan, where the kohen, one of the yavams, gives law to the Yavama, that's a Kehenes, a get. He gives her, not a Maimer, but actually a get. Now, however, biblically, she's still Mishtameris to Abiyah, because it's get, biblically, has no effect on the Yavama. It's only Rabbinic Halacha. Now, that means to say that this Biyah that she's posled to the Yavam, once he gives her a get, is a Rabbinic Biyah Psula. Now, that Machlik is as follows. Rabbi Yechanan says that she could still eat truma. Rish Lakish amar ein echeles, she cannot eat truma, as the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yechanan amar echeles that she could eat, because afil, as we said before, afil l'Reb Meir dama ein echeles, even because Reb Meir that he says not Mishnah, when you mishtameres labi besula, that you cannot eat truma, hanemil mishtameres labi besula day rice, so that's only when you're anticipating a biblically prohibited bia. So therefore, even with Kedushin already, once you're anticipating that, you cannot have truma. Here, where one of the Yavim gives just a get, biblically she could still do Yibim with him. So that's not a Bia Psul Deraisa. It's only rabbinically prohibited. So therefore, in that state where you're not yet a Chalala, even though you're anticipating that, so then you could eat. Now, Rish Lakish Shema Ein Echelas. Rish Lakish argues and he says, no, that she does need. And here we go to the other extreme. It says, Afila Rilaz Reb Shimon Dar Me'echelas. He says, even according to the opinion in the Mishnah, where that you mean mishtameres labib psula de raisa, like a malika and gadol, where she could still eat because it's kinyan kasboy, and she didn't become a chalolia with bia. Hanimili, when did we say this? That's only through Kedushin, the Yesh Lelahachal, where that this Kayin can go ahead and feed someone b'makamachar, in another place. In other words, for a woman that is fit for him. He's a regular Kayin, it's just a relational psul over here to the Grusha, or a Kohen Gadol Talmana. But to a regular woman, a besula for the Kohen Gadol or a non-grusha for the Kohen Hedjit would be permitted. So hence, that's where they say that even though here it's a sinful engagement, but still he could feed her. Aval hacha, but here, and this is where the transfer is from person to process, here where what was being done to this woman was a gerushin, he gave her a get. Kivin dein lahachal, since no matter what the situation is, no one can ever give to eat someone through gerushin, even b'makam acher, even in another situation, then loy, then not. The Yavam gave a get. That process of get never gets you to give someone truma, or rather it removes someone from your domain. And therefore, that would not apply for the, even Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who, what are you anticipating here? Not even a b'psul d'raisa, just a b'psul d'rabbanan, but yes, but the form that you're using over here, the process, is a gerushin. That cannot allow someone to then come into your domain for truma, because since it's a forbidden relationship, although b'makam achar, a regular kohen could go ahead and feed, but never b'makam achar through a get can you go ahead and feed. A get removes her from your domain, not entering, and therefore here even they would agree that ein achelas. Now, v'chitim, if you're going to say hachanami yesh lelechila, it's not true. Here also, through gerushin, you could feed a woman. How so? B'chayzeres. Meaning, if you would totally divorce a woman, she goes back to her father's household, and then she can eat truma because she's back to her father's household. So maybe even through divorce, you see that is a process that could be Michael B'makamachar. And the Gemara says, no, that's a mistaken concept. Because chayzeres paskimine. You know what happens when a woman goes back to her father's household? She gets removed from him, who she's married to, v'krev l'beinasha, and then she gets closer to her father's household. So yes, that would be a case where by removing, she'd be permitted to eat truma. Aval ha, but in the case of a get that a yavam gives to the yavama, agida bay, she's still connected to him. Moreover, there's a fundamental difference. It's not the gerushin that's machila b'makam achar. To the contrary, gerushin just removes her from your domain, which then puts her back to her father's domain, and that permits her to eat. But here, by the whole concept of the kohen that's yavam, with even the kohenis that's a yavama, and however, the problem is, it's different because here, she's still connected with him. So therefore, by giving her a get, that connection of Zika that there is, which would normally allow her to eat truma, here, it wouldn't allow her to eat truma because the get that he gave her will never be Michael, but Malcolm Acher, in the context of getting truma from him. It could get from, not him, from her father's household, but here it would only be coming from him because she's still connected to him. And therefore, that's what Rish Lakish argues on Rabbi Yechanan and says that although you're right, it's only Mishtameris Labi Psula Dirabonon, and therefore you would want to say that even Remei would agree that she could be a Cheles. I'm saying to the contrary, even Rabbi Elazar Bishim would agree that she's not a Cheles. And the reason is because the process, yes, the person is Michael Makam Acher, but the process of get is never a process that can be Michael Makam Acher. If it's a gidabe, if it's something that the eating the truma would be coming from this person, which in this case would be the yavam, and therefore he holds that it would not be a chalas.